You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 28, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Trump's deportation surge. The Trump administration has sharply increased deportations and arrests since starting its second term. By January 23, 2025, just 4 days in, ICE reported more than 1,000 deportations. During the first week, daily arrests averaged 710, compared to 311 under President Biden and 376 during Trump's first term. The administration set goals of 3,000 arrests per day and 1 million deportations annually. At current rates, it would take decades to reach Trump's pledge to remove 11 million people. Projections show 25,000 apprehensions in the first month and about 300,000 in a year. Trump expanded partnerships with the FBI, DEA, ATF, and Customs and Border Protection. A new detention site in Florida, called Alligator Alcatraz, symbolizes expanded capacity through state cooperation and private prison companies. Critics warn of human rights concerns and lack of oversight. Internationally, Trump pushed African nations to accept deportees. Leaders of Gabon, Guinea-Bissau, Liberia, Mauritania, and Senegal were urged to take third country deportees. Rwanda confirmed talks, while Angola, Benin, Equatorial Guinea, and Libya were also targeted. Nigeria resisted. These agreements are crucial for deportations when return to a person's homeland is impossible. Mass deportations would shrink the labor force, cut tax revenues, and cost billions. They would weaken labor markets, raise prices, and strip away tax contributions. The process itself is costly and time-consuming. Socially, the policies create fear and uncertainty in immigrant families. Studies link enforcement to declining health, child welfare disruptions, and misinformation spreading through social media. Communities report feeling more vulnerable under intensified raids. Protests are growing across the U.S. Demonstrators in Atlanta, and other cities demand an end to raids. Activists tracked nearly 6,000 deportation flights since Trump returned to office, including 68 military flights to Guantanamo Bay. Nearly 200,000 people were deported in the first 7 months, with over 59,000 in detention by mid-August. For the African diaspora, deportations raise added fears of being sent to unfamiliar countries. These policies heighten uncertainty and deepen anxieties within immigrant communities. Looking ahead, Trump's approach centers on aggressive enforcement, private prison expansion, and diplomatic deals abroad. Protests and criticism of economic and humanitarian impacts will continue to challenge these policies as their effects unfold. Copyright, African Elements.